This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. Filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end tomorrow. 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls in this phase on the 26th of this month. Scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will take place on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. In Jammu and Kashmir, scrutiny will be held on Saturday. The last date for the withdrawal of candidature is on the 8th of this month. Several prominent leaders, including Om Birla and Mahesh Sharma from BJP, and Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Shashi Tharoor filed their nomination papers today from the Lok Sabha constituencies going to polls in the second phase. In Uttar Pradesh, BJP candidate Mahesh Sharma submitted papers from the Gautam Buddh Nagar seat. In Rajasthan, several senior leaders from BJP and Congress filed their nominations. Senior BJP leader Om Birla filed his nomination from Kota parliamentary seat from the Congress. Bhilwara candidate and senior leader C.P. Joshi, Barmer nominee Umeda Ram Benival, and Jhalawar Baran candidate Urmila Jain Bhaya submitted their papers. In Kerala, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Left Democratic Front candidate Annie Raja of the Communist Party of India filed their papers from Wayanad parliamentary constituency. Sitting Congress MP Shashi Tharoor also filed nomination from Thiruvananthapuram Lok Sabha constituency. Campaigning is gaining momentum for the Lok Sabha elections. Top leaders of major political parties held public meetings and road shows across the country today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a digital rally of Uttar Pradesh BJP workers through the Namo app. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi asked BJP workers to work with a resolve to break all old poll records. He said, be it Lok Sabha elections or assembly polls, new records are being made with their hard work. Mr. Modi urged all booth-level workers to influence the voters, not only with their ideals and culture of the BJP, but also with their humility. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today launched the Ghar Ghar Guarantee Abhiyan from Northeast Delhi parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kharge claimed that if the Congress comes to power, government job vacancies will be filled up immediately. He also promised that caste census will be conducted across the country if his party wins the poll. The Election Commission has directed Chief Secretaries and Director General of Police of all states and Union Territories to keep a strict vigil along interstate and international borders to plug the inflow of illicit liquor, cash, drugs, arms and freebies. The Commission has also directed them to ensure peaceful and inducement-free general elections in 2024. The Election Commission today held a meeting with all states and Union Territories in New Delhi to review and assess the law and order situation. In a statement, the Commission said the purpose of the combined review meeting was to bring all concerned stakeholders together for seamless coordination and cooperation amongst officials, along with central agencies guarding the borders. The meeting was chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. In Taiwan, the death toll has reached 9 while scores of people were missing or trapped in rubble after a massive 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck east coast of the country this morning, triggering tsunami warnings in the region. The tremors have severely affected Hualien region with mountainous terrain, which was the epicenter of the quake, and capital Taipei. Officials said over 900 people are injured in the most powerful earthquake to rock the country in 25 years. Rescuers are searching for more than 100 people who are still trapped, including 77 people inside the Jinwen and Qingshui mountain tunnels in Hualien County. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a target of 273 runs before Delhi Capitals at Y.S. Rajshekhara Reddy Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam. Delhi Capitals were 26 for 2 in 2.5 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Kolkata won the toss and choosing to bat first, they scored 272 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.